Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
Except it's not Christmas, as that's past. And it's not New Year to a large proportion of the world's population who celebrate this pointless change in the calendar during other months, and do so without consuming large quantities of alcoholic beverages, most of which is chundered up onto the street for the pigeons to eat. So apart from that, well done, Michael. Very valid statement. So yes, hello, it's Michael, your fat, bald, cake-filled host of the Murder Mile podcast. I just wanted to record for you an intentionally stupid thank you for supporting the show. With help from a few friends. What's that, Mr. Coot? You wanted to thank everyone for listening to the show? Oh, that's nice. Oh, not my crappy show, but your Cooting About podcast, in which you make lots of noise, you shit everywhere, mostly on my boat, and you basically shag everything that moves. Isn't that just your average day? Ah, thought so. Yes, it's been a very busy year on HMS Murder Mile, rolling out 48 official episodes, 7 unofficial episodes, including Meander Miles, Extra Miles and New Blue, including 7 two-parters and a four-parter, totaling more than 70 hours of high-quality true crime entertainment. Cor-lummy!
Oh, you look really tired. Would you like a nice cup of tea?
Oh, thank you, Rich. Yes, I would. Oh, but hang on. Aren't you dead?
Oh, yeah.
And where's your spoon?
I don't need one.
But what will you stir the tea with?
Guess.
Oh, no. Ugh. You know what, Reg? Suddenly I've gone off tea. And thanks, by the way, for keeping the mood festive. You weirdo. So before I spend the next few weeks finishing off my research for Season 5 of Murder Mile, coming in February 2022, ooh, I'm going to have myself a well-earned snooze.
Oi, Baldy! It's 6:10 a.m. You're late with my f***ing cocktail.
Oh, sorry, Eva, my darling. Sorry, thank you. I'll make it right now.
All right, geezers. I'm Eva Green. Respected actress, humanitarian, and Hollywood star.
Oh, and of course, as everyone knows, you're my girlfriend.
What?
My lover?
What?
My lady friend?
What?
My employer?
I don't pay you. You do what a shaved monkey could do.
You're my owner?
Yeah, that's more like it. Although, I prefer to use the term bitch. Anyway, you know it's me, Eva Green, as when I come on the movie screens, the music gets all f***ing sexy, right? Because I'm well fit. I may not sound like I normally do, but that's because I'm a talented actress, and I spend most of the day smoking 100 Rothmans, drinking neat vodka by the bootload, and my arse squirts like the Trevi Fountain, because all I eat is Tenderloos.
Zoe, my love, here's your cocktail, my sweet. I made it myself for you. It's made of vodka, Drambuie, brake fluid, neat diesel, napalm, and a glacé cherry on the top.
Cheers, slave. Oh, that hit the spot. Anyway, Merry Christmas and all that shit. I'm off down the dog track. Ta-ra!
Goodbye, my love. I love you.
Fuck off.
Oh, so that's my Christmas done. I'll just sit here, all by myself, and possibly wait for someone to save me from the endless chores that Eva has me doing. Or I could just wait to see if there's an advert in this episode. I said I could wait to see if there's an advert in this episode. Hello? Oh, I wonder who that could be. Hello, it's Michael.
Hiya, Acast here.
Oh, hello, Acast.
Hello, Mark?
Yeah, that's fine. I've changed my name by Deedpol to make it easier for you. So, I take it you've had a really hard year?
Oh, yes, Mark. We've had such a busy year, we have. So busy. It's not easy giving away all the best adverts to our celebrity chums. You know, all the pointless twats on reality TV shows. Like Celebrity Kung Fu Rehab Dishwasher Challenge on Ice. Scrapyard Makeover Stars Go Extreme Naked Pole Dancing Off a Cliff. And help, my TV career is ruined after I did something unpleasant with a sheep. So now I'll happily eat a goat's testicle just to get a job in Panto. And other such shite. Having made a podcast only because their agent said it would be good for their profile while they were out of work. A podcast of which they plan to shamelessly ditch once the TV studios and theatres reopen.
Cool, blimey, Acast. That sounds almost as if I'd written that for you, to save myself from sounding really bitter.
Oh yes, it certainly does. Anyway, Mark, although for the few adverts we do toss in your general direction, of which we pay you peanuts, literally peanuts, salted ones if you're lucky, from down the side of my sofa, you'll be delighted to know that Acast is minted. Oh yeah, we made $70 trillion this year. Or we would be minted, if we hadn't blown it all on vodka jelly shot sumo roller coasters with 4G holographic donkey shows over at the in-office swimming pool. After we'd paid Elon Musk to strap rockets to 99.9% of our least successful non-celebrity podcasters into space. You only missed the cut because we're all terrified of Eva, and rightly so, as she's very handy with her fists and she knows how to use a knuckle duster. And of course, being the maniacally despotic power-hungry tyrants that we are, we invaded 6 countries in our own personal e-scooter tanks. We started civil wars which don't make wheatgrass lattes. And we unleashed a viral pandemic which was blamed on a Wuhan man for shagging and then eating a pangolin or such like, all in the hopes that people would listen to our podcasts, which they did. And we did it all while off our faces on cocaine. Obviously. So that's us done for the year. We've done at least 3 whole minutes of work, which we outsourced. So anyway, Mark, if at any point you become famous, do let us know and then we might consider giving you some more adverts. Until then, Mark, tatty bye.
Yeah, thank you, Acast. So Acast have just admitted that they started the pandemic. That sounds illegal. I may need to consult London's authority on criminality.
Evening all. My name is Police Constable Arsenal Guinness with a Metropolitan Plot. This pandemic, Russos, is very serious. Therefore, under section 42, blah, 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 you must wear a mask in all of the most vital areas of the city, such as pubs, bars, and other outdoor drinking facilities. And that's it. That said, not everyone is comfortable wearing said mask on said face, so I heartily recommend giving said mask a very pleasant smell by soaking said mask in Guinness first. At this festive time of year, I would like to extend to everyone what, like myself, are doing vital work. Myself, I have been busy protecting the lovely Princess Kate. I am very dedicated to my job, providing the full 24 hours of surveillance, mostly of her bedroom. Being professional, I also carry my own binoculars, ladder and tissues to ensure that her royal loveliness is kept away from any such weirdos. Sadly, being so dedicated to HRH, her royal hotness, I did miss a few things this year, such as the break-in at Buckingham Palace, Prince Philip crashing his car, the whole Prince Andrew unpleasantness, and I may have been a bit distracted by what we like to refer to as a VIS, a very important shipment, delivered to 10 Downing Street in black pint-sized cans which mysteriously disappeared. All while the Prime Minister and his merry band of incompetents may or may not have had an illegal Christmas party. Which isn't illegal because he says it isn't, so that's okay with me. To be honest, we can all wish for an end to this panda demi-domestic, but all I want for Christmas is for Arsenal not to be as shit as they normally are, which would be a Christmas miracle. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of you.
Ugh. Well said, Constable. Well said. And that's it, folks. A big load of mindless nonsense from me as a thank you to you for supporting the show, none of which will make any sense to anyone who hasn't listened to Minimile. And especially a big thank you to everyone who is working over the Christmas and New Year period, especially those in emergency services and anyone who keeps the country running whilst the rest of the population are grumbling on about how they've only got 2 weeks off. Just as a reminder, there's a few important dates for the upcoming year. Murder Mile UK True Crime Podcast will return on Thursday the 24th of February 2022. Murder Mile Walks, the new walking tour, I'm hoping to have up and running by June 2022. Tickets and dates TBC. Murder Mile, the book, I'm hoping to have ready by August 2022, again TBC. And if you fancy leaving the Murder Mile podcast a lovely 5-star review, maybe as a little Christmas and New Year thank you for all of the free entertainment and to help support the podcast, that would be very much appreciated. You can leave a review on almost all podcast platforms, including, drumroll please, Spotify. Yes, after years of us complaining, they finally got off their arses and sorted it out. Now that really is a Christmas miracle. So until the end of February, thank you to everyone for listening to Murder Mile. And until we meet again, this is Michael from Murder Mile, signing off.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.